For this series of podcasts, we created a bank of 250 flying-related questions, some serious, some not so much. We then put them into a random question generator and asked pilots to give us their answers. The results are often thought-provoking, hilarious, or even reassuring. This week's guest is...
I'm Laurie Nocta, and I am currently a key account executive. I also fly paragliders and have loved flying for the last, well, my entire life, really. I've been around paragliding and paramotoring and that sort of thing for the last 7 years now. I used to instruct as well. I was an instructor for about 6 years, but decided to stop and keep flying for my hobby, for the time being anyway.
I'm going to give you 10 random questions out of the 200 and something that we've come up with. Number one is, what's the secret of your flying success?
To keep going, don't give up, and absorb as much as you can from everyone around you. Don't think that because you failed one day that you'll fail the next. Keep going, keep trying. Probably the my secret, I'd say.
Okay, which flying site or area is top of your flying bucket list?
Probably Australia, South America, probably those two, I'd say.
Which flying-related book would you recommend most?
Bruce Goldsmith's main book, 50 Ways to Fly Better.
What's your scariest flying experience?
That's a good question. I'd say luckily I don't have too many, and hopefully that's because I manage my risks fairly well, but my scariest that I have had, well, there's only one that comes to mind, but looking back at it on hindsight, it's not drastically scary, but taking off at Bradwell after having gone down to a slower wing, so being used to flying something with a bit more performance, and I was a bit light on the glider as well, so wasn't drastically fun, kind of in terms of airspeed, I was in a kind of worse sort of position. I had about 5 litres of ballast with me as well, and the wind picked up quite a lot, to be honest. And somehow that day I managed to route the, you probably know what I mean, route the ballast container, or the ballast tube just around the speed bar and out of the pod. So when I pushed on to go to full bar, I managed to, detach the hose in the harness and empty 5 litres of water just when I needed to be as heavy as possible in the harness, and ended up reversing with reversing into Bradwell top takeoff with ears and full bar at 5k an hour. So that was interesting. Yeah. Wasn't the nicest of places to be, but I don't know whether that's my scariest thing, but that's the one that comes to mind.
Have you ever had a mid-air collision?
Yes, purposely. Wingtip touching, but not a bad collision, no. So I suppose, depending on exactly what you mean, then yes and no.
Would you fly without a helmet?
No.
Have you ever missed an important event because you went out flying or went XC?
Yes, on many occasions.
Okay, what's the best costume you've ever seen at the Fancy Dress Fly Down in St Helier?
Sadly, I've never been there, but in the photos and videos, there's so many. I don't think one in particular stuck out because they were so outrageous. I think there was someone on stilts. I can't remember what they were wearing exactly. I think they may have been like a praying mantis costume, but being able to launch a glider in stilts, I thought that was quite impressive.
How did you celebrate your greatest success in flying so far?
Being with friends and having a drink and some food. I think that was probably the celebration at the end of a good day.
Okay.
Nothing drastic, but it was good.
Finally, were you an instructor's dream or nightmare?
I don't know. Dream? I'll say a dream.
Great stuff. Thank you very much.
For more paragliding and hang gliding related podcasts, please visit the podcast page of www.theparaglider.com. And if you enjoyed this podcast or any of our many previous podcasts, webcasts or articles, please consider making a donation to the Paraglider. You can find the donate button on any of the podcast pages of the site or on the homepage at www.theparaglider.com. Many thanks.